Hey guys, it's Victoria here. Welcome back to another episode, an exciting episode of Validated by Victoria. Today I have this hunky athlete on. We're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about, you know, a lot of dating. Maybe he's single. I have no idea. We're going to find out. We're all literally going to find out together if he's single. But his name is Johnny Townsend. He's a two-time All-American Gators football player. I guess he got his MBA. I'm literally reading his Instagram right now. I think he may have went to NFL. We're going to like figure this out together. Honestly, I saw him on Instagram and I'm going to literally tell him this. I just thought he was hot and I added him. He added me back and now we're Instagram friends. And then I asked him to be on the pod and he's got a really good following. He does really good pictures and I guess he does some influencing in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're going to get to know Johnny Townsend a little bit. So stay tuned for this episode and listen on. All right, nice to meet you. I'm Victoria, because we've never met. Never really officially met. But you were at Miami Swim Week,
which was weird. Yeah, I was down there just sitting at Faena Forum, I think it was, next to my brother for, we were there for initially one show, and I was just sitting there, and then I saw you, like, take a lap, and I was like, wait, hold on. And I, like, looked at your Instagram, I was like, is that her? And I showed my brother, he's like, yeah, that's her. And then I sent you the photo.
I'm like, right when you walked. Done. I'm done. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Why were you there?
A girl I'm seeing now, I was walking one of the shows.
Oh, cool. Fine. I thought, yes. I saw on your Instagram, you had, let me see. Let me pull this up. Saw on your Instagram, you were there. I forget this brand. Camila with love or whatever, how you say it. Were you there with him or no?
Yeah, so that's the show we initially went to, and me and my brother just kind of got tied in with them and went to all their events, you know, during Miami Swim Week, and they have, like, super loud, like, funky, fun stuff, and so, yeah, we went to all their events, and we were there originally supporting just the first show that they did, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, sorry, weird introduction, guys. Guys, this is Johnny Townsend. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, sweet, and you played football here in Florida for UF. I just read your Instagram bio. I'm like, I've done my research just reading the Instagram bio.
I know. I need to put some more information in there on myself.
Yeah. Well, tell me, like, tell everyone about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Florida kid, born and raised. I went to University of Florida for 5 years, 1 year too long, but finished a master's and played football there. And I was drafted in 2018 to the Oakland Raiders and been playing in the NFL ever since.
Are you still playing in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm going into year five, which is crazy.
What? I didn't know that. Well, that's cool. Which team?
Last year was my fourth year, so I was with four different teams last year. It was crazy. I was with the Ravens.
How does that happen? I don't know much about football, so I'm just going to be honest. Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest parts of the game, like, there's always a bunch of moving parts. And so, yeah, I was a free agent for, like, a couple days last year, and I was just, like, bouncing around all these different teams. So, wow. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I was with the Ravens, Titans, Texans, and Chiefs all in one season last year. So
that's sick. So where are you off to next?
That's the thing. I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll so you're see. Just a free agent? You're
yep, free, I'm a free
balling
agent.
Out there.
Yeah, you're starting to learn the terms.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know, like, sports a little bit. So I used to work with ESPN, but then I just disconnected from sports and just been doing my own thing, like creating. So I feel like I'm just out of touch. But I did NBA dancing, so I feel like I know NBA more than NFL.
Yeah, no, that definitely ties you to the sport if you are involved in it like that, for sure. But yeah, two totally different things. Yeah, so I've you know, I'm just being patient now and trying to figure out where I'm gonna play this year.
Are
so
you we'll in see. Nashville right now?
Are yeah, you? Yeah, okay. I am currently.
Are you full-time mm-hmm. in Nashville or no?
I am, like, the most transient nomadic person you'll probably ever encounter.
I feel that.
Like, Miami, Nashville, Orlando. And then during the fall, I live wherever I have to be. Like, you know, like I said, last year in the fall, I was in four different cities. And then, but Florida's always home base, though. Like, all my family's in Orlando. I was born and raised there. And I just got a place in Miami in January. So now I spend a lot more time down there, too.
Now, do you do, like, modeling? I mean, you kind of do influencing a little bit. Because that's how kind of how I met you, is because I know Matt Kerford. I don't know how I know Mac. I don't know. Remember how I know Mac. Probably just, you know, following boys back in the day. That's how I found you. I was just like, oh, he's hot. I followed you. So, and you're like, oh, Florida. Cause I was trying to get to know, like, a lot more people here in Florida when I moved here, just like a little less than a year ago. But yeah. So, like, I saw your, like, mutuals with Mac. Mac is awesome. I'm assuming you guys hang out in Nashville. I think I saw y'all at, like, a soccer game or something. So yeah. And you're kind of like doing a little bit of influencing because I know that's what he does.
Yeah. So I just, the social media piece just kind of came with, the profession I chose, just playing football. You know, the following was just kind of built up just through playing football. And I kind of just, you know, as time went on, I realized that there was a power in social media and I could do some really cool stuff through social media. I do not want to consider myself an influencer by any means, but I love, you know, leveraging social media for, you know, different perks and things. So yeah.
What was your like latest social media thing? I feel like I just saw the Camilla with love. That was like your last post on Instagram, at least. I don't know if you have a TikTok.
Post very much. I got to get better with that. But I have some really cool stuff in the works that I don't want to leak just yet. Ooh. But I'll probably be announcing it pretty soon here. But it's a sweet, sweet, sweet collab. So.
Oh, fun. That's exciting. So, all right. On my podcast, we'll talk about just like life, like dating and stuff. And I told you we were going to talk about dating. You just told me like literally intro, you're seeing someone. Like, what's up? Like, is it an influencer? Can we know? Just a girl you met in Miami?
Heading straight to dating?
I mean, we're going straight to dating because the people want to know. Like, we need a guy's perspective on life, on dating. Because I'm completely single. But that I feel like that's just due to really honestly my busyness in life. And you said you're nomadic and I am too. I feel like I'm never in one spot. So, like, how'd you find someone? Like, I'm just curious if you're a nomadic.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely really tough because I've done nothing but long distance relationships ever since I've originally started dating. Like even my girlfriend from high school, my ex from high school, she was a couple years older than me. So she went off to college and I was still dating her when I was in high school. So I've done distance since I was like 16.
So you like long distance?
Yeah, I just always kind of catch myself in it because I think I'm just like a very independent person by nature. And just being able to have the freedoms of solitude sometimes, it kind of helps, you know, balanced relationship.
I mean, I totally agree, but I'm just going to recently say there was this guy I was kind of talking to and he like lives in Dallas and he was just like, I don't do long distance. So I guess, you know, some people just don't, but I prefer long distance cause I'm just away a lot. And I feel like even if I dated someone here in Boca, it would be long distance cause I'm always gone. Like I'm leaving tomorrow. So,
right. Yeah. It's tough, but I think it kind of just like falls on your plate when you're least expecting it. Like I just kind of met this girl and things just happened really
through
fast.
Like social media or like what?
We just met through mutual friends when I was down in Miami a couple months ago.
We love that. I was just talking to my friend Allison yesterday and I'm like, I really hate these dating apps. Like I really just don't want to meet someone through a dating app. I just love a good like mutual connection or just meet someone like organically. But like that rarely happens anymore. So that's nice. So she's a Florida girl, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she's a Florida girl from New York, but she lives in Miami now.
That's
she just moved down.
And you're in Miami Swim Week to support her. That's so sweet.
We'll see how it goes.
But like, okay, so when you were single, were you on the dating apps? Like what, like how did you manage that? Because I mean, you play football. There's probably like some cleat chasers out there.
Yeah, I think Instagram alone is a dating app, wouldn't you say?
That's true. I mean, that's true. Yeah. I feel like you connect, especially when you have the blue check mark. Everyone's like, ooh, who's got the blue check mark? Like sliding in my DM or whatever, or like following me. Like you always are, like you light up when you see that, just irregardless, even if you don't even care. Like you're just like, ooh, who is that? And obviously you got a blue check mark for all that you do. But I feel like, yeah, Instagram is definitely kind of a dating app. Have you been on Raya?
I have been on that. I'm sorry. I have a right next to me that's just whining. And
oh, wait. Can we see?
Yeah, I still don't see. But
oh, my goodness. It's a puppy. That's a big baby. What's his or her name?
This is Goose.
This is Goose. Hi, Goose. Goose is making an appearance on the show because he was crying.
Sorry. He's sitting next to me just crying. I was just trying to. Well, I don't know if you could.
You can hold him up because we love dogs here. We actually have another dog in the studio. Oh. So wait, were you on Raya? Raya's like been like the new thing in my friend group.
Yeah, I was for a little bit a couple years ago. I think in like 2020 originally.
Oh, Goose just wants some love.
Yeah, I was on it for a little bit, but I don't really like that type of stuff.
Yeah. The dating app's not for you. Like, what were your other dates? Like, you would slide in some girl's DM and go on a date? I'm just curious.
I guess that's kind of how it would. A lot through just whatever city I'm in, I just try to find somebody that I can connect with.
You're one of those. You're a city boy. You were hopping from city. You had different girls in different cities.
Not a city boy. I'm not by any means. I'm not a city boy, but no, it all goes back to the independence thing. I think, you know, everyone is so, set on trying to, find the right person instead of like trying to be the right person initially for
that
themselves.
That is true. Amen. Preach.
Yeah. So I think like, I saw this really cool thing the other day, actually. It was like, it was like a graphic, and it was like, be with someone that makes you happy. And then this little girl, like, crossed out, the with, and it was like, be someone who makes you happy. So like, I think it's really been yourself and finding that internal happiness first. And then it kind of just like falls on your own plate.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree, but I mean, I do love a good Raya, but I don't know if anything will lead to anything on there, but I'd rather meet someone organically like you did. Just, I'm kind of go, 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 busy, busy, busy. But like, did you go on any dates on Raya? Cause I'm curious.
Not a single one. I've actually never been on a date from a dating app before.
Really?
Or not. Yeah. That's not my thing.
I call cap.
I don't have the, I swear to God, I don't have the attention.
You're sliding in different cities to like, well, not anymore. We're going to say this is past life. Like when you played football.
Yeah. Cause it's a lonely lifestyle sometimes. And you're in hotels for the majority of the year. And
well, you just take them on a dinner date? Like, or you go out to the club? Like, how does that work?
I like more like formal dates. I like the whining and the dining and sitting down and engaging person with a person one on one. I'm not a
gentleman.
Really I don't really like doing the whole party type of date.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm getting too old for that. Wait, how old are you, by the way?
Just turned 27.
You're 20. Oh wow, you're very mature. You sound like a country boy though. I know I just called you a city boy, but you sound country a little bit.
You think?
Okay, I have to just- Maybe it's Nashville. Goose is like, yeah, he's a country boy.
Yeah. He's a boy.
What's your favorite thing to do in Nashville? I was there last, and I love Nashville. I was there for like Brittany Aldean's like hair extension event. Love her. But I really want to go back. Like, what's your favorite stuff to do there?
Oh man, it's so fun, and there's so much stuff to do. It's 24/7 partying. I've been to the party hubs of the U.S. like New York, Miami, Vegas. I don't think it touches Nashville. It's like a 24/7, 7 days a week party here. Like I'll be going to get coffee on like 9:30 on a Tuesday, and the bachelorette parties are just like ripping through Broadway.
God, it's like not the bachelorette parties. They like give me the ick.
Yeah, it's 24/7 here, but I love the music influence. I think it's so cool. I mean, there's so many people that are just here like chasing their dreams, and everybody's so talented too. You could just go into like a random pub or restaurant on just any old weeknight, and there'll be somebody performing that like actually has true talent. So it's just cool to be surrounded by just so many talented people, and that music influence is just really cool.
Why Nashville? Like, why'd you like split your time there in Miami?
Yeah. So I came here by chance. I was with the Ravens last year through the first couple weeks of the season. And I was just kind of like sitting in my place, and my agent calls me and says, "Hey, what are you doing in an hour?" I said, "Nothing. I'm about to have dinner." He says, "Pack a duffel bag. You're moving to Nashville." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, the Titans are bringing you in. Like, you're moving to Nashville." So an hour later, I literally went straight to the airport, left everything behind in Baltimore, left my car, left all my belongings, just had a duffel bag and came to Nashville. And I was playing for the Titans for a while, and I just loved the city, fell in love with it. So
you just decided to stay.
Yeah, I was finally able to like make a choice for myself for once, because I've always had to live in places where I didn't want to be. I was just kind of had to be there because of football, but I love the city, so I made the decision just to stick around.
Where's the worst place you've been for football?
Oh like my city. Gosh. Oakland, California.
Really? I've never been there. Like what is it about Oakland?
Yeah, it's just it's Northern California, so it's right across the bay from San Francisco, which is an awesome city, by the way, but there's a lot of horror stories about, that area of California. And,
I feel like all the crime podcasts I listen to, the serial killers are from up there.
Yeah. Like Northern California. But the Bay Area was like, it was weird. It was always overcast. It was always kind of cold. Wasn't any good places to live. There wasn't much culture, and it was just kind of, it was a tough place to be initially coming out of college from, I grew up in Orlando, went to University of Florida. I've never left really the state of Florida, and having to move to the, Northwest.
You never traveled anywhere out of Florida? Like when you were.
Live anywhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I was drafted to the Raiders, I just had to pick up my life and move to the other side of the country. And it was just a tough transition. So I just didn't
know anyone there, or did you just were like kind of clueless? I mean, obviously you have your teammates, but did you know anyone outside of football, or you're just kind of like.
I knew my teammates, and it's an interesting dynamic of the NFL because there's really not the same relationships and the same camaraderie as there is in college. You know, in college, you're going out with your buddies to the bars and the frat parties and after practice and stuff like that. But when you leave practice in the NFL, everyone goes home to their families. They go home to rest and recover because it's a business and it's a job. So even within the team, it was hard to have those, you know, personal relationships.
Seems like, I don't know, the athlete life is just a tough life. Even when I was an NBA dancer, I was just in one place and I still was like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. So do you know, like, do you have like an inkling of where you might be going or no? Like you just don't know?
No idea. And that's the craziest part about it.
Are they just like pack up one day and then just leave? Like, I don't know. How does it work?
Yeah. So there was a couple times last year where, it happened when I went out to Kansas City. They called me 2 days before a game and they said, hey, you're coming in to play on Sunday. So I literally just flew to Kansas City and moved there 2 days before I had to play a game. So
I'm too type A for that. I can't do that. I'm like, I need a week at least.
Yeah. Yeah. The lifestyle is definitely crazy.
Wait, and do you just like live in a hotel room? Like, how does this work?
A lot of like short-term rentals. So last year I was paying 3 rents at once, which was
that's too much.
I was paying Nashville rent, Houston rent, and Kansas City rent all at the same time.
Oh,
it was just terrible.
Gosh.
Because I was at the team just long to secure a place to stay. And then, So I had three places at one point, three different cities.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot. Like, I feel for you. Are you coming back to Miami anytime soon or no?
Yeah, I'll actually be down there in about a week or so. Yeah, I'll be back down in Miami.
Ooh, fun. What is your favorite spot in Miami? We talked about Nashville, but I feel like we got to circle back to Florida.
Did you live in Miami now?
What?
Do you live in Miami now?
I actually live in Boca Raton, but I go down to, actually, I'm going down to Miami today for like a TV thing, but I'm based in Boca. You know, I was thinking about like getting a place in Miami, but I love it up here. It's just so quiet and it kind of get away from the craziness, you know, that life just traveling around, you're just around so many people. And sometimes I just want to get back and just kind of relax and chill and not be around like crazy traffic too. Cause there's so many people in Miami now. So I'll just go to Miami when I need to go for like modeling or TV or whatever. But yeah. I do love Miami. It's fun.
Yeah. That city too is like transient in itself. Like people really just kind of come in and come out, and different seasons of the year, it's more populated.
Spring break was it for me. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to no Miami. After I saw it at spring break, I was like, bye.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people's perception of Miami is skewed because of what they see on social media and what they hear about how, you know, your girlfriend always goes there to cheat if she's going on a girl's trip.
When she says a girl's trip in Miami, like, yeah, it's like cut her off or something, or like she gone.
If you see her on a boat in Miami, like she's cheating.
But no, Miami boat parties are lit. But what is your favorite spot, like place to eat? Like, what would you recommend? If someone's like coming to Miami, they're like, I want to go like eat somewhere, go out somewhere. Like, what are your top spots?
There's this little, I think they have two locations now, but it started as just like this little hole in the wall, kind of like sketchy location. But it's this Greek place called Motek.
I've never been there. I'm going to try it out.
One that I like to go to. It's like, it's in this like creepy, like rundown strip mall, but it's like really good, high quality Greek food. And it's one of like my favorite little go-to spots.
Cool. How about club? Are you at like Live or are you like Gala? Like where are you like Space? You're going to go out till 11. Like, are you a club person? Like, what do? You just maybe hit up a bar.
I'm more of like a socialista, a sugar, like, okay. I'm more of like a cocktail bar type of guy.
I'm still getting to know these like Miami clubs, but they all definitely have a different, extremely different vibe.
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing. It has like, so it can offer anything you want. It's got like South Beach, you got the clubs, you got the cocktail bars. It's fun. I like doing like the late dinners now. I don't know if it's an age thing with now that I'm 27. I just like doing like a late dinner with a group of people, having drinks, having food and being done. So.
Same. Some of the parties, like, I know I'm going to Miami tonight and I'm like, oh Lordy, I don't want to get caught up. I'd rather just do this like old people dinner thing. It's not old people, but it's people my age, but like just do this little soiree and then dip. I'm just over the late night. I was out at like 11 to like 7 a.m. and I'm like, how do people do this like constantly? I don't know. I used to do it constantly, but not anymore.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the life. People work often, like, you just drive around. we're partying on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. It's like, do people work?
That was me, though. That was me. I mean, work remote. It's that remote work life. You log in on your phone. So what's next for you, Johnny? Do people like to call you Johnny, John? Like, what's the Jay? I don't know. What's your nickname?
I only get called John if, like, my mom is pissed off. She'll be like, John.
What's next for you?
I feel like at some age I have to transition to John and more professional. It's more professional sounding.
I feel like when you hit 30, you can be like, my name's John now.
Oh, nice to meet you. But I do a lot, actually. The main thing I do is I run a foundation benefiting pediatric oncology at pediatric hospitals across the state of Florida.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Like, why pediatric oncology? Like, what's up with your foundation?
Yeah, so it's called the Johnny Townsend Foundation. And I've just always had a passion for, you know, just philanthropic endeavors and a passion for service. And even like my love language in relationships has always been acts of service. So it's like, it's kind of just helped. It's like something that's always been embedded in me. And I've always just been like a pretty, you know, sympathetic and empathetic person, which I think there's a difference between the two. I think, you know, sympathy is more like, you know, you're driving down the road, you see a homeless man and you say, oh damn, like I feel bad for him. But empathy is really like putting yourself in their shoes and trying to resonate with what they're going through. And then, you know, finding something you can do to help. So the empathy part is what I've really gotten better at over the last couple of years and finding ways to strategically fundraise for the pediatric hospitals. And we're making a huge difference. We're raising like 50, 60 grand at every event we're doing. We're renovating facilities, we're funding treatments, we're doing all sorts of awesome stuff. And it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger every year.
When's your next event?
So I'm going to do a couple initiatives in the fall. Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is September. So I'm going to do some online initiatives there. And then I'm going to do a couple football watch parties for some of the University of Florida Gator clubs. And then I'm doing a huge like Home for the Holidays party around Christmas time in December. And that's the big one for the year. I think we're going to raise over 200 grand at that one. It's pretty on track now with the corporate sponsorships we have alone. It's going
to
raise
so amazing. Much. Well, I would love to come to that. So keep me in the loop. Yeah. We'll post that too. So yeah, keep me in the loop. Is it more like in Florida or kind of all over?
Yeah. So I actually just feel I did an event there in the springtime. But yeah, I've just kind of focused on Florida. My network has always just kind of been there and the name recognition from playing, you know, at the University of Florida has just kind of already been there. So it's been easy to kind of rally a charitable community around what we do. And so, yeah, I'm eventually going to expand to supporting a more general cause instead of specific entities and being just like specific hospitals. And, you know, in doing so, in that transition, we're going to expand, you know, within the Southeast and eventually around the country. So,
well, that's amazing. Someone who myself, I've, you know, been in the oncology department, I've gone through radiation treatment, gone through all that nine yards, really appreciate what you're doing, especially for the kids. Like, you know, that's big. I, you know, going through it myself, it sucked. But like as a kid, I could not even imagine.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing was, I was blessed with a lot of opportunities in sports, athletically and physically. And, you know, seeing some of these pediatric patients that were just born into unfortunate circumstances, have no control over, you know, any of the outcomes in their lives. I think that's what really just kind of resonated with me and wanted me to do something to use my platform to give back to them. So,
well, it's admirable. You're making a difference because with all your success, like a lot of people forget, you know, you got to give back to and, you know, help others. I feel like that's always been my kind of mission as well. Like with all the success that you get in life, also help others along in the process, and you're doing it and you're doing it well. All right. We're going to just wrap up this podcast. And I always like to ask like athletes or like anyone who's like climbing the ladder of success, like what piece of advice would like you give like someone who like wants to go into football or like kind of do kind of what you do?
Oh man. So I've done a lot of meditation recently, because I think it's really cool to like explore all of your unwelcome thoughts, as crazy as it sounds. And something I struggled with a lot when I was going through my professional career was perception. Perceiving what other people think of you, definitely impacts your confidence. Your perception of, you know, things in your life influences what you see as reality. And a quote that's really cool that I saw the other day was, you'll have to follow me on this one because it's kind of tricky to understand. Let me think about it. It goes, I am not who I think I am. I am not who you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. So that goes back to like perception. Like you're always perceiving what you think other people see you as. So my confidence is really just shot through the roof once I've just completely, changed my perception on how people see me. And it's really just helped my confidence a lot.
How do you think people perceive you then?
Or is it? Right. It's most times it's not reality. It's just deeply rooted in your subconscious. Like somebody looks at you the wrong way and you're thinking, oh, why are they looking at me like that? But, you know, being in a profession where a lot of your success, is subjective, just playing a sport, you know, people, what they think of you as a player and, you know, how they see you off the field and what you post on social media, there's always some sort of, motive in the back of your mind to make sure you're just walking like a fine line, like making sure everything is, you know, clean and crisp and all American looking on social media. So just being in an industry where you're constantly subjectively being judged and I think that kind of, doing some work on my perception has just helped with my overall, you know, confidence and well-being in life.
But, you know, people are always going to judge you no matter what you do. But as long as you know who you are at the end of the day, I think that's going to be the driving force. And obviously, with all you're doing, and you seem like a very level-headed guy. I literally have just met you, and we just met on this podcast, like for real, not like a weird message here and there about coming to an event or something. But you seem very level-headed, mature, like you got a lot of good things going on in your life. And like, I appreciate you coming on and like sharing more about you.
For sure. Yeah. Sorry. That was kind of a long-winded answer, but I was trying
it's great. Like people need to know perception's everything. And you know, present your first look when you walk through the door. So you got to like make sure you present yourself in a way others perceive you how you want to perceive. But at the end of the day, people are still going to be people, you know?
Right. Your perception is your reality. So yeah,
that's
for
true.
Sure.
That's true. Well, thank you, Johnny, for joining in. When you turn 30, I'll call you John.
Oh God. Okay. Sounds good to me. Let's do another podcast soon. Let's pick a topic.
For sure. Let's talk more about your foundation and stuff you're doing since I've gone kind of through that process as like a patient myself. So yeah, would love to, focus on one thing and talk about it. Maybe next time we'll know where you're footballing it at.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds good to me.
For sure. All right. Bye, Johnny. I appreciate it.